Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. Whenever I'm on the phone with my good friend Karen Madden, I always wish I had a tape recorder going because we get into so many interesting topics, especially when it comes to recruiting and especially when it comes to ethics in recruiting. Well, I decided to do just that and record a couple of phone conversations I had with Karen and post them in this segment that I'm calling He Said, She Said. So if you would, check it out. Let me know what you think and hear from you soon.
I was checking out something on TV the other day. I was flipping the channels and went past Scooby-Doo and landed on C-SPAN, go figure. And on C-SPAN, they were talking about this very interesting bill, I think you brought to my attention before, about privacy and about pretexting. Tell me a little bit more about that from what you've heard of it.
Well, that was a very interesting one that was on there on Saturday. And it's going to be continued. Well, it's to be continued for the next couple of weeks. The government, the Senate, has been deciding that they want to regulate the Internet.
Right.
And actually, your boss, your company that you work for, Microsoft, and 15 companies have decided that they, too, want to see regulation of the Internet.
Okay.
One of the things that is a big concern is, for example, is the lying, pretexting to get information and data, and how the individual's information and data is getting out there in the hands of people, and they don't even know that their data is being out there without their own permission. And recruiters, for example, tend to, not all recruiters, some recruiters tend to use certain programs and certain websites to obtain data, and they sell data and trade data. And this is another one of my big problems, okay, where I see this one recruiter, for example, stated, I'm going to be putting 5,000 names and numbers of candidates that I have, and I'm going to be trading them off in this one program. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
Hold on, let me stop right there. Let me backtrack just a little bit. The law we're talking about on C-SPAN, or the bill that they're going back and forth over in the Senate committee hearing, what is that bill called? There was two of them that were cited in the C-SPAN thing that we were looking at the other day.
Okay, you want to hold a second? I can go run and get it.
No.
I have it written down, but it's not in front of me right now. One of them was pretexting and the taking care of privacy and information of people, and the other one is basically allowing information, regulating the information broker and the data broker, and making sure we take care of people's information. And then again, it comes back to the privacy and data of the American public.
Okay, now, before I get into the pretexting aspect of it, I mean, how it affects recruiters, when I was watching the hearing and listening to the testimony of this one guy who was really victimized by his identity being stolen, and how he was saying how his information, his phone records were for sale by different data brokers that were online, and the bill that they were debating was about the privacy and keeping identities at bay, and I saw it as really as a good thing. Because it helped protect the people's identity. It kept people like the guy who was being interviewed from being victimized and having his accounts stolen and all the kind of stuff that goes on with identity theft. I didn't really see it initially as how relevant it was to recruiters. You mentioned what you said earlier about how there are some companies who sell company lists and directories, and if this bill turns into law, will that effectively shut down the industry? Could a recruiter or company not buy company lists from companies because when this bill becomes a law?
Well, first off, that bill is a law. That is actually 4943. It had been passed by the Senate, and the Senate's kind of concerned as to where it has disappeared, okay?
Yeah.
That one actually is called the Prevention of Records Fraudulent Act, okay?
Hmm.
And basically, it's the pretexting and responsibility of information regarding data brokers. Now, there's another one that they are also concerned that has also been passed, is H.R. 4127, Accountability and Trust Act. Now, that one does not include only for phone records or for consumers, okay?
Okay.
Now, the way the pretexting and the prevention of fraudulent access of records it pretty much does kind of gear predominantly for phone records, but they did state, though, clearly, that this is not only for phone records in regards to the pretexting aspect, okay?
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the term pretexting.
Pretexting is lying. It's a ruse calling to go ahead and get information from wherever. In this aspect, it's calling up a telephone company like Verizon,
yeah,
and trying to pretend you're someone else and doing all types of, you know, just saying, hey, my name's Karen, Jim Stroud, and I just really lost my information. I'm really trying to get access to my account. Can you please email me my password? I forgot it, and I really need to get my access to my records.
But I just keep seeing it, how to protect the consumer against fraud. How does that really impact the recruiting industry?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're buying records, phone records,
mm-hmm,
let's say I decided I wanted to get all of Microsoft's phone records, and I went to some guy who's selling all of Microsoft phone records, and how did he get them? And if he got them off for fraudulent purposes and I bought them, well, yeah, there could be a problem. Because it's like receiving stolen goods.
So you're saying, okay, so if I was a competitor,
mm-hmm,
I could go to a company like this data broker and say, give me the phone records for John Doe, who I know works over at, say, Google.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could legally buy John Doe's phone records and see who he's calling inside of Google. And
if you you can legally buy it from him, but if the problem is if you buy it and it's against the law to go ahead, when you know he's pretexting and lying to get that information, then you just helped him break the law.
But how
and you're paying
would,
him to break the law.
But who would know? That's the thing. I mean, who would know once the law is broken? I mean, if somebody calls in fraudulently, who's going to know it was a fraudulent call?
Well, I'm going to say this. When you go buy a gold chain from some guy down the street and
right,
you don't know it's stolen, but you bought it, guess who's also still in trouble for buying the stolen goods?
Aha. Uh-huh. So these data brokers, when they start selling these goods like this, I mean, how are they selling it? I mean, they have a webpage, I imagine, and they advertise like any other business, correct?
And a lot of them have been shut down. Okay, not just shut down, but in fact, I think it was Verizon who is suing one of these broker brokers like $500 million.
Hmm.
Okay, the one in California.
Hmm.
I mean, these guys are really – I mean, one guy, too, one of the guys that was on C-SPAN, he said, you know, he had got – this is where it's interesting. He had talked to the FBI when he was doing the John Renee investigation. He'd asked him, he said, look, here's a list of all the things that we do. Do you see anything that we're doing that's illegal? The FBI said, no, everything looks good. We don't think you're doing anything illegal. And a couple months later, or maybe a year later, they are now looking at him at the RICO Act. He's under investigation. He said he has not picked up the phone or done any investigation since that day, and that's like 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, the RICO Act, explain that to me.
The RICO Act is the Racketeering Act. It's basically what they do for mobsters.
So they apply a law, an Al Capone law, I guess, for lack of a better word,
against
these data brokers?
Yeah, and actually they've got a couple of recruiters who've got the Al Capone Act applied to them right now.
Yeah, you talked about that before. Go into a bit more detail on that, because I know that some people were grabbing
these guys were, it's kind of major duh. They went out of the country and brought illegal immigrants into the country, gave them false documentation to go work at these particular companies so that these companies could pay them way under the table and way minimum wages so they could be anti-competitive, because it's not really good competition with their competitors. In other words, they were able to sell at a cheaper cost, maintain a lower budget and overhead, and make more profit by doing this.
Fascinating. So like Tony Soprano goes to recruiting.
Exactly. And so it's actually like in 5 states, and in almost every state, the recruiters are also being held accountable for this as well, and it's called the RICO Act that they're being held accountable for. One of them is actually in the appellate court because they are trying to figure out, well, should they go ahead and use the RICO Act or not? I mean, I think the RICO Act is a little extreme, too, but I'm not the laws and I'm not the courts. I don't make the laws. People tend to think that when I talk about the laws, I'm making the laws. I don't make the laws. I just bring them to the table, okay? It's like I'm just trying to educate individuals and say, hey, this is illegal, what we're doing here. Please try to straighten up, clean up the act, because the government's looking at us anyways. And you know what? I just don't want any more dings on my industry. I see how the Sarbanes-Oxley is hurting those industries that are affected with it. And I just don't want to have to deal with the same kind of regulation or issues. I'm not pro-regulation. Trust me. That's one of the reasons I'm yelling and screaming, please don't say this type of stuff in public forums, because there's another ding against us. I hope that makes sense, and I can clarify that a little louder if people want me to. I can step on the podium. I don't want any regulation. I just want to see us clean up our act. Maybe self-regulate.
I'd like to see other people's comments on that, too. Actually, if anyone who's listening to this podcast, if you would just sort of leave your comments at the bottom of this blog, talking about some of the things, sort of commenting on the things that Karen and I talked about, the RICO Act as applies to recruiters, data brokers potentially being shut down as an industry because of this new law coming out. And actually, how
I didn't say that.
Thanks for correcting me.
I did not say that recruiters were ever going to get shut down.
Not recruiters. I was talking about the data brokers.
Okay, no, and I don't think data brokers are all going to get shut down either.
You think it's going to stay legal?
I think it's how you're going to be doing it and how you can do it. It's like in California. California has a Sunshine Act, which means that already, if I want to go ahead and send Jim Stroud's information to ABC Company, I must first get permission from Jim Stroud.
Okay.
So before I can go send it out to someone else.
They do that with credit reports, right?
Right. Well, it's supposed to, you know, but it's not happening the way it's supposed to, okay? Like even how many people do background checks as recruiters? How many recruiters do referrals and background checks without even asking the candidate's permission first?
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing about it is, and that never happens, okay? I mean, all is happening. And you tell me, you see a recruiter going on Google and doing all this information about that person, that's invading that person's privacy, especially when it has nothing to do with the job. So all of these issues are what these people are looking at. The government's saying, hey, you have no right to do that.
So if someone's going to do just like, okay, we're almost out of town here, but let me sort of hit this really quick. If I, as a recruiter, wanted to do a quick background search on someone that I really liked that I interviewed, and I said, this guy's really great, I think he's going to go through, let me just sort of do a search on MSN, the place where I'm going, do a search on MSN and see what I can find on this particular candidate. To do that, you're saying, is it legal according to the law to do that because I don't have his permission to look him up on MSN?
I didn't say it was illegal. I said it possibly is illegal. I'm not a lawyer, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, more than likely, because first off, you cannot do a background or reference job until you have gotten permission from the candidate.
Thank you, Karen, who is not a lawyer. This has been another episode.
I am not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV,
I don't play
either,
one
okay?
on TV. But it's always been very interesting. Tune in next time for more Ranch from Karen.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.